Well, this morning we have a couple of guests joining us here in our studios. We're going to visit today with Brandon Beyer and Bev Schelling. They were both involved last month in the Special Olympics USA Games out in Seattle, Washington. Sound like you had a great time. We'll talk a little bit about it. Thank you both for coming by.
Yes, it was just an honor and a thrill to be there. This is the fourth time I've been involved in national games. They were called National Games the first. The first event was held in Iowa in 2006, and now they're known as the USA Games. And it takes a tremendous amount of volunteers, coaches, athletes, and we all just work together to make it a good week.
Bev, these games have really grown over the years.
Yeah, I didn't know what to expect in 2006 because it was the first ever, and it was in Iowa. And I believe we had 240 athletes from Iowa. At the events, you trade pins. So our pins, obviously, were not as popular because there were so many of us. But when we were in Seattle this year, we had no trouble trading our pins because we were down to fewer than 30 athletes from the state of Iowa.
Wow. And this, how did this event ever start?
Well, it's interesting because Special Olympics has grown so much since I first started. The training is getting more intense. There's more training for coaches. There's more training for athletes. And I think they just keep trying to add new things. They've added World Games. So we have the Winter World Games and the Summer World Games. And every 4 years we have the National Games or the USA Games.
Well, that's awesome. I want to talk with Brandon because he was involved in some of the track and field events. Brandon, how did you get involved in this?
I got involved when I was in fourth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And a teacher came up to me and asked me if I wanted to be in Special Olympics, and I was like, sure. So I started joining the bowling team and then went out for track and basketball skills.
Have you always been athletic? Have you always enjoyed that?
Yeah, I've always been in sports and everything to do with it.
Now, track and field events, are you a sprinter?
Yep.
Okay, what events did you participate in?
The 100-meter dash.
And how'd you do?
I got fifth in the nation against the elite, the high-performance people.
That's awesome. What were your expectations?
Just going in there and getting the top eight for the heat, mm-hmm. and then going into the finals.
Sure, and then just whatever happens, and hope for the best.
Yep.
How was the weather in Seattle for the
event? It was perfect.
In Seattle?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It wasn't raining?
No.
It did not rain. Yeah. We were amazed. I think they ordered perfect weather for the week we were there. I think it rained one morning.
Yeah, that's
it. Awesome. Well, very good. Well, now that's not the only event you were involved in. You were involved in a relay.
Yeah, the relay.
The 4x1?
Yep.
Now, who are your teammates for that? They're not from around here, right?
They're from Dubuque.
So when it comes to relay events, anyone who's ever run track, and many people have at some level or another, maybe in elementary school or something, but we all know handing off a baton is not the easiest thing to do when you're trying to run full speed, especially in a sprint race like the 4x1. So these folks are from the other side of the state. How do you practice?
It's kind of hard. You just have to practice when you can. With your other teammates at home.
Mm-hmm. Did you get a chance to practice much with your teammates that you were going to run with in Seattle?
Just one time at State and Ames.
So is it a little nervous when you get ready for the event, knowing that you've had so little time to work with these folks, and yet you've got to make these perfect handoffs?
Yeah, it was a little bit. I was kind of scared for a little bit. And then after a while, the first heat we got done, mm-hmm. it was good after that. And after that, in the finals, we had a little bit of practice before that.
Sure. Now, you were running the anchor on that?
Yeah.
And how'd you do?
Well, I told the people, our teammates, before the race that to keep it close. Because if we keep it close, we're going to win. And that's what we did. And I passed the guy at the 50-meter mark and we won.
Brought her home.
Yep.
Excellent. Well, congratulations. That's awesome. So you got a gold medal for that then?
Yep.
Oh, that's incredible. That's awesome. Talk a little bit about the other events. You had a couple of field events that you were involved in too, right?
Meanie jab. It was my first time at a competition, and I was pretty proud of that because I never thrown the meanie jab before.
A lot of us are familiar with a javelin. Is it just a smaller version?
Yeah.
Okay. And how'd you do there?
I got second.
Oh, yeah, that's real good. Yeah, that's good. And then you did the shot put also?
Yeah.
How'd you do there?
I was in the high performance in that one, too, and I got fifth. So
are they kicking you out because they're tired of you winning all the medals?
Or? No, it was the first year that they done the high performance.
Uh-huh.
And so they wanted to get the people that are, like, the faster.
Sure.
And to let them run against other competition instead of just
sure
making them win in other divisions.
Sure. Well, that makes sense. You want to try to line up competitors. Yeah. So it's competition, right?
Yeah.
You want to try to make it as competitive as possible, too. Well, man, you came home with a lot of medals. Was this your first experience?
Yeah, it was.
At this level. Have you participated at the state level before?
Yeah, a lot.
What about moving on to the national games and the USA games? Well, I mean, that had to be a little overwhelming at first and not sure what to expect.
It was. I mean, first I didn't know what to think, and then I just had be calm and do my stuff and just relax.
Sure. Now, will you do this again?
Yeah. I hope.
I think Brandon should tell you about going to the World Games this
That's
March.
That's right. Yeah, you're going overseas here not too far down the road, right?
Yep.
Where are you going?
To Abu Dhabi.
The United Arab Emirates?
Yep.
That's a little further than Wyota.
Yeah.
That's a little further out there. You got to be pretty excited about that opportunity.
I'm really excited.
How did you get a chance to do that?
Well, in the high performance, how they do that is that if you get picked, well, if you get first in your heat, well, first overall, you get gold. And so the guy that beat me, that got first, he gets to go, gets qualified. And so then you have to put your, for every state, you get two people.
Yeah, Iowa is sending two people because it's obviously very expensive.
Yeah.
And I don't think Brandon knows who his coach is yet or has not met his coach yet because coach probably is not from Iowa, yeah. I would guess.
Yeah.
Well, that's got to be pretty exciting. Little nervous time again, but a little
yeah.
exciting. But now that you've had the experience of being able to go from the Iowa games to the USA games, going to that next level, you've got experience from going one level
yeah.
to another. Does that make it easier for you?
It makes it a lot easier for me.
And I do think his Griswold coach is going to try and go just as a spectator just to support Brandon.
Awesome.
So that will be good.
Well, that's terrific. Well, so you're more excited about the games, the actual competition, or about the trip itself?
Well, just to meet new teammates from, different states.
Absolutely. Yeah, you'll have an awful lot of that. Will this be larger? Will there be more athletes involved than there were at the USA Games, or is this more elite?
It will be athletes
yeah.
of all levels,
mm-hmm.
but obviously there might be a few more at the more high-performance level.
Sure.
Traveling that far away from the continental United States.
Yeah. And meeting all these countries.
Well, I'm guessing these are some of the, yeah.
yeah.
Well, you're going to meet the tops in a lot of those places,
yeah.
too. So, that's great. That's a good opportunity to kind of test yourself a little bit, too, and see exactly what you're made of here on a bigger scale. That's awesome. Well, good luck with that. That sounds like fun.
Thank you.
And that's coming up when?
March.
Okay, that's in March of this coming year. Awesome. Bev, you were involved as a coach, bowling coach. How'd you ever start doing that?
Well, I coached athletics, which Brandon went to Nationals or USA Games in, and bowling. And I also did some softball.
Mm-hmm.
But bowling is one where when I first applied, Rhonda said, hey, I think we need a bowling coach. So I said I would be glad to be the bowling coach. And I've just stuck in that venue ever since. At the USA game level.
You bowl, I assume?
I do bowl, but you don't have to be a good bowler to be a good coach. You're more there to support the athletes, to make sure that they show up on time, to make sure that they show up for meals on time. I think Brandon's shaking his head. Yeah, the coaches are pretty important to make sure everybody's where they're supposed to be. And then, of course, go to the coaches' meetings, attend those, make sure everyone's in the right division, and then sure. you can also protest. If you see something that went wrong during competition, you can protest it
sure.
and take it to the committee.
So you're facilitating a lot of the things.
You're just
that
go a facilitator,
on.
Exactly.
Very good. And now the folks that, now if you're wondering who she was coaching, the bowling folks, you're not going to know them probably. They're not from around here, right?
No, I've had one bowler from Atlantic in the four times I've gone to national games, but I actually coached a unified team from Sioux City. And they were a very close-knit group. They had two adults and then two younger athletes. And so I basically had a support system of the unified bowlers helping me with the athletes. So it really made my job really easy this time.
You bet. Why is it important for folks to support events like this?
I think it's just the idea that we're showing inclusion, we're giving everyone a chance to compete, we're giving everyone a chance to showcase their talents. And I will say that my family knows how important Special Olympics is to me because all of my family has helped me with fundraising. A couple years ago, Alex and his college friends did a golf tournament in Des Moines and raised $3,000 for Special Olympics. My middle son, Dustin, participates in the Polar Plunge every year, and his CrossFit team did a rowing event where they raised money for Special Olympics, and then my husband, Gaylord, also helps me with fundraising, and so we just appreciate all the support that everyone gives this important event.
That's awesome. And when you talk about support, too, there's a little connection here, too, I got to throw in there. Brandon works at Atlantic Bottling. The
right.
Coca-Cola facility here in Atlantic, Iowa, and one of the corporate sponsors of Special Olympics, the USA Games, is?
Coca-Cola. And I have to say, I learn something new every time I go because I did not know that Coca-Cola had been a sponsor since 1968. They're considered a founding sponsor of Special Olympics. So I think that is really a testament to how that company supports Special Olympics, and now Brandon's working there. It's just kind of all flows together.
Yeah. I can only assume, Brandon, that Atlantic Bottling, your employer, has been pretty supportive in your efforts.
Yeah, they have.
Very good. Well, congratulations again, and good luck this spring. Sounds like a great opportunity.
Thank you.
Appreciate you coming by. Bev, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.